It seems that your father's story has never been told, and I think you've said this yourself. It's been eclipsed because of his fellow victim and the way the gay movement enshrined him. So why should George Moscone's story be told? And then, second question: why is that only a small piece of this story?
Well, I'll answer the second question. It's actually the subtext of the entire play. And it's what the whole play sort of responds to, the fact that he has been suppressed not only in kind of a national consciousness, but the boy, the man, the son of the play, his consciousness. And so a lot of the play is about the fact that he has repressed the kind of mourning that would keep his father alive for him, and I think we as a country we don't mourn past a certain point. And back in the 70s when this all happened, you know, it turned pretty quickly into the 80s and Reagan, and the city of San Francisco grew exponentially, developed so fast, and it changed its look forever and it changed his face forever. And I think what started to submerge was the need for progressive politics because of the definition of progressive politics as a necessary response to a status quo that had been running the country. And now progressivism is an extremist term.